Light at the river, the loose leaf. Has everybody got one?
There is a river we must pass over when life's sun goes to sleep in the west. There'll be a light for me at the crossing, guiding me to my home of sweet rest. There'll be a light for me at the river, guiding my soul across the dark foam. Down through the valley, past the dark shadow, Jesus, my light will carry me home. Soon I shall reach the brink of the river, where the chill waters murmur their song. Nothing can harm me, nothing alarm me, while I am sailing across to my home. There'll be a light for me at the river, guiding my soul across the dark home. Down through the valley, past the dark shadows, Jesus, my light will carry me home. Down by the river, soon I'll be standing, bidding farewell to friends on the shore, sailing with Jesus on to that land where He is the light that shines evermore. There'll be a light for me at the river, guiding my soul across the dark foam. Down through the valley, past the dark shadow, Jesus, my light will carry me home.
447.
447.
I know my heavenly Father knows the storms that would my way oppose, but He can drive the clouds away and turn my darkness into day, and turn my darkness into day. He knows.
Knows
the storm. pierces my woes, and with his touch of love divine, he heals this wounded soul of mine. He heals this wounded soul of mine. He knows.
He will guide me with his eye.
let his promise true be taken. He will guide you with his eye. He will guide
Jesus, yes I do, I do.
Jesus smiles and loves me too. It's the hope that shall sustain me till life's pilgrimages pass. Tears may vex and troubles pain me. I shall reach my home at last. I love Jesus, hallelujah. I love Jesus, yes I do love Jesus. He's my Savior. Jesus smiles and loves me too.
Thirty-seven.
Hungry and faint and poor, behold us, Lord, again. Assembled at thy mercy's door, thy bounty to
Earth
holds no treasures but perished with using. However precious they be, yet there's a country to which I am going. Heaven holds all to me. Heaven holds all to me.
Why?
Welcome each one that's come out to be here this morning. Our God has provided a beautiful day for us to assemble here. He's even given us some rain for our sustenance that we have. And it's a little cloudy, but it is a beautiful day that we are able to be here. I was listening to the news before I came, and it's showing where a church in Egypt, I believe it was blown up yesterday by terrorists that wanted to stop Christians from worshiping. There's several threats and some more attacks on churches throughout the world by some idiots that want to impose their will against God. And it makes us appreciate the seriousness of what we are doing, that people would attack and try to stop our worship. We're so thankful that so far we live in a country that we can assemble and worship in peace, and I pray that it continues to be that. Not everybody can do that. So we're thankful this day that we have a God that we can bow down to and go to Him in our times of trials and tribulations. We're thankful that we live in a country that is a safe haven for people that worship the true God. It's good to see each and every one of you here. It is dreary and cold, and I hope that everyone that attempted to come this morning were able to make it safely here. I know this is a holiday holiday week, and a lot of people are traveling, so hope everyone is safe and secure. It's good to have the visitors here. We hope we conduct ourselves in a way that would cause you to want to come back and be with us again. We've come for one purpose, that is to worship the only true and living God, and we do it in as humble a manner as we know how. We try to follow the word of God and do it according to His will. I'd like to ask Brother Doug if he would come forward and introduce in his own way and manner. We appreciate him and his family. And we also appreciate Brother Ricky and Sister Teresa being here. And ask Brother Ricky to come after the introduction and speak in his own way and manner. He has a certain liberty to speak. And we ask that God would be with Brother Doug and Brother Ricky, as well as myself, as well as you. We can recite scriptures, we can preach to the best of our ability, but if the Lord doesn't give you ears to hear, not much is accomplished. So not only pray for those that pray, those that try to speak, but for each other. I want to say before I forget it, I appreciate the wonderful cards, the sentiments, the gifts that I received for Christmas. I feel unworthy. And if you didn't get a card from me, don't think hard of me, because we didn't send out a whole lot of it. But I do appreciate it. It means a whole lot to know that I was in your mind for a time. So thank you for that. And we ask that Brother Doug, that if you could come in your own way and manner and introduce the service.
Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we come to Thee once again as humble manners we know how. Thankful once again, dear Lord, to be out in Thy house, to be able to worship Thee in spirit and truth, dear Lord, free of fear from persecution from the world, dear Lord. We're thankful that this little house is here. We're thankful for each one that's gathered here today. Dear Lord, we ask that please continue to be with this church, dear Lord. Add it to such should be saved daily, dear Lord. We're thankful that this is good as long as it has, and with that grace and that mercy, it will continue stand, be a light to the community, Lord. Dear Lord, we're thankful for this holiday season we just had. Dear Lord, that the world acknowledges our birth, dear Lord. We're thankful to see the friends and family we got to see, dear Lord. And God's with us through another year, dear Lord. We ask God, please be with us in this new year. Bless us now as you fit, dear Lord. Keep us safe and healthy, dear Lord. We ask God, please be with all those that are sick or afflicted or could not come out of the house today, dear Lord. We ask God, please grant them measure of health, salvacy fit. Those that are suffering from cancer or old age, dear Lord, or any other infirmity, we ask God, please be with them. And dear Lord, we ask God, please also be with our soldiers or fighting over the peace force, dear Lord, that God may watch over them and bless them and keep them safe. Grant them a safe trip back home, dear Lord, to see their friends and family. Dear Lord, we're just so thankful for this country that we live in. We're thankful for the freedoms that we have. And God has blessed us with so much prosperity, dear Lord. And we realize that this nation is also seems to be getting worse and worse, turning from its values that made us strong, dear Lord. We ask God, please be with our leaders, bless them, and give them knowledge and wisdom that they may succeed in all their decisions, and that they may try to get this country back on the right path, dear Lord. But look unto thee for all our answers. Pray under the open, dear Lord, and continue to take our rights and freedoms away from us as far as our worship of thee, acknowledging thee in public, dear Lord. Dear Lord, we're thankful for the church that thou hast given us. We thank you for the truth that thou hast blessed us to see. That we don't worry about our salvation, dear Lord, as many others do, but dear Lord, we understand that thou hast called us and elected us from the beginning, dear Lord. For some reason, that's not fit to save us, dear Lord, and call us our children. And we're thankful for this, and we have that hope that we are one of thy children, dear Lord, and that we're conducting ourselves in the way that we should. We ask that not, dear Lord, that thou please correct us and chastise us, that thou call for about, dear Lord. We just thank you for thee, dear Lord. We thank you for everyone here. We ask God, please continue to be with us further to the service, be with Brother Lowe. As he gets up to preach to us, dear Lord, also be with Brother Madison, that they may rightly divide the word of truth, and all may open up the scriptures unto them, and preach unto us, and that we may have ears to hear, and understand it, and take it to us, and apply it to our lives. Dear Lord, we ask that please forgive us for all many sins and weaknesses and shortcomings. Dear Lord, it's in Christ's holy name we pray. And forgive us for the things we commit and pray for, dear Lord. In thy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Appreciate that prayer. I want to make a comment, and it's kind of out of sequence, but usually ask for names of people that need praying for, and I want to do it this way at least once so it'll make an impression on them. I want you to remember people in prayer, not just at the start of the church service. I want the names mentioned to be on your mind all week. It doesn't. Our prayers doesn't stop as soon as the prayer is said. Amen. This is to be something that we need to be in continual prayer about. I understand Brother Draper is not doing well. Have you heard anything?
Last night he was in the hospital.
He was having to take blood every couple of weeks, and last I heard he was having to take it every couple of days for a while. And that's not a good sign. We hope whatever's causing that will be corrected. He certainly needs our prayers. There's a lot of sickness going around, a lot of stuff that nobody's put a name on that's making a lot of people sick, some kind of flu or whatever. They've put several names on it that's nothing official. There's a lot of people sick. There's a lot of people that have procedures and problems that they're having to deal with. We need to be a people that are on our knees, maybe not physically all the time, but at least in our minds. We need to pray for our friends and our family. Sister Janie has some things that she has to go through, and we want to be in prayer for her. And I've got relatives that's been sick for 2 or 3 weeks with whatever it is. Please be in prayer. Don't let this be something that we say, thank you, God, for our meal and so forth. And we don't think any more about it until we get hungry again. This is something that we have been lax in, and I kind of feel like that the problems we have in the country, maybe because we've forgotten how to pray and forgotten how to do that. We do it as a ritual sometimes. We need to do it all the time. So is there anyone else that we need to be mentioned here? Elder J.D. Belton's having a rough time. Like I say, Brother Draper and Sister Jane. Anybody else?
My grandson, Addison, been graduating from Marine, basically 20
for 20
this month.
Okay. That we automatically pray for our troops, and that's in sincerity. But when it's someone we know, it kind of makes it go a little bit deeper, and we need to remember these boys and girls, and that's what they are. They're boys and girls. They're not old men. They're young people, and they're boys and girls to us. We need to remember that they got a lot of stuff to go through, and they need our prayers also. Anyone else?
My mother just had shoulder surgery. She's recovering, so just pray for her. I think everything went well.
Great. Anyone else? Keep that in your mind. It's prayer is a powerful thing. I've seen it work, and I know you have too, and we don't give it the credit, but we're told to do that, and it makes a difference. Brother Rick,
we're always standing and marvel, not only at just one moment of our life, but throughout our life, throughout our minutes and hours that we live here in this world, at the Lord's thoughts and ways and how high they are above the earth. I marveled this morning at the songs that were selected and the prayer that went before us and what the brother just said. Many hours of the day, I might be hammering nails. I shoot them with a lot of air pressure these days. And I think of the faces here at this wonderful gathering. I don't know all of your names. But throughout my days, I ask the Lord to look over you and bless you. Your face comes to my mind. He knows who you are. And he knew you long before I knew you. And we're so thankful to be here. We hope you'll continue to pray. We apologize for not being here sooner. We can't be everywhere at one time. We desire to be in every place that we can. But there's one that can be everywhere and every moment, and you know that. We brought a little minute of Julian Hill this morning. We have several more. We don't have perhaps enough to go around if you desire one. If we run out, we'll hope to bring more. We have some doctrines in there. And doctrines, as you know, are a collection of laws that we didn't have anything to do with it. The Lord Jesus Christ, he's the one that made them. He owns them. He owns the earth and the fullness thereof. And if we try to interpret this book, we sin right there. He owns the interpretation of it also, for there's no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. I don't have the right to interpret this book, and I don't try. It interprets itself. So thankful for what the Lord has done in this little minute. You'll find in the fourth one, there at Julian, I believe it to be true here. We believe in the doctrine of grace, and that the Lord chose his children before the foundation of the world. There's one book in this book, I believe there are 66 in it. In the book of Ephesians, the first two chapters, marvelous words written. I can quote some of them, but I'll turn and try to read a few of them. In the first chapter, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. And here's a verse that's very precious. to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. He didn't take these bodies at the start. He came and saved it on a cross by a marvelous blood, a pure blood, one without spot, without blemish. He's washed you with that blood. You'll be resurrected one day. We don't have power over the first death, neither do we have power over the second death. But he tasted death for all men. Everyone will be resurrected. There'll be some on the left, some on the right. And those on his right, he has known them before. He just said so right here. There's a marvelous doctrine of grace right there. Go to the second chapter. This first chapter is very much eternal. That started before. There's a verse over in Ephesians. And it says it, I believe it's in the 17th chapter. I'm not certain. I won't turn there. It says they marveled at the names that weren't found, that weren't written from the foundation of the world. And that's the marvelous Lamb's Book of Life that weren't found there. I didn't get that quoted exactly right, but part of it, I think I got it perfect. By the Lord's grace, could I say it that way? That the names were written from the foundation of the world. Here in this second part, it also has a part of that eternity right there. But I like the first sentence of that second chapter. In you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. That takes place each and every moment of this revolving sun around this earth. He will do that to every child that belongs to him. Well, the eighth verse, for by grace are you saved through faith, but not of yourselves, it's the gift of God. We have a marvelous grace, and I love that word, marvelous. And I marvel at the Lord's power, if he can do that. That's taking place right now. The brother mentioned in his prayer, the Lord would add to the church daily such as should be saved. There's a marvelous grace right there that's happening now. You can't separate them. They are of the same grace. Marveling at the power of God. We ask several questions to some in our life. Does God know everything? That might not be perfect grammar. We can reword it. Does he know all things? Does he not? You can ask the world, they'll say yes. Just about anyone you come to. But don't leave the confines of this nation. Try to stay right here and ask them. As brother's already said, you might not get back. We hope that those that fight for this nation come back home. You can ask him, does the Lord have all power? Can anything stay his hand? The answer to that is no. He has all power. Everyone will agree to that. But that marvelous doctrine that I just read, they won't agree to that. Go back over into 2 Kings, you'll see where Elijah spoke to some and said, fill a pot, we're going to eat. One went out and he found a wild vine. He cut up a gourd, put it in that pot, and gave him to eat. And it made him sick. Some said there's a poison in this pottage. Elijah ordered him to go get some meal and put in it. Put it in there. And they ate of it, and it was good. I want to read something to you in the book of Job. I mentioned this, I believe it's Julian, sometime back. It's in the 41st chapter. This entire book is not easy to read. This book of Job, I have to have a dictionary handy, and sometimes a dictionary will not aid me. Some of the words are too difficult. But yet, if you read this book, it interprets itself, as I said earlier. You'll find the answer there. Sometimes I read them, wonder, and the Lord will lead me right to another chapter. There's the answer. I marvel at his power. In the 41st verse, 11th verse, who hath prevented me that I should repay him? Whatsoever is under the whole heaven is mine. The Lord owns it all. He owns the earth and the fullness thereof, and he owns the world and the fullness thereof. Two different statements. He owns the trees. He also owns his children. That's the world. I will not conceal his parts, nor his power, nor his comely proportion. Who can discover the face of his garment? Or who can come to him with his double bridle? I've never seen a double bridle, but I've turned the television on, I have one. I've seen men that would speak of parts of this gospel, and they turn around and take it away. They're double bridle. I asked a couple of questions just a moment ago. We'll try to get back to those, Lord willing. Who can open the doors of his face? His teeth are terrible round about. His scales are his pride. Right here we're beginning to change and go back to something. Makes this book a little difficult, but you have to read, study, and pray. The Lord will give you some understanding. Beautiful when he takes some scales. Let me read them a little further. His scales are his pride, shut up together, as with a closed seal. Pride is an evil thing. Scales so tight air can't get through it. Our Lord and Savior wore a garment, and I believe it was woven so tight. If you poured water on it, it wouldn't go through it. Air couldn't get through that garment. He'll never divide his house. He'll never allow that double bridle in here, and I hope it never comes. That every word that is said comes from on high, as the words are printed here. In Proverbs, if I can turn to it. In that sixth chapter, Proverbs, comes after Psalm. The sixth chapter. Very wonderful chapter. Speaks of it at the start of it. Words of thy mouth. Goes right along with what we just read over in Job. Talks about some eyelids in the fourth verse. Give not sleep to thine eyes, nor slumber to thine eyelids. One that I feel to be an antichrist wrote, was given to pin down most of the New Testament. And I called him an antichrist. He was destroying the church. He didn't believe that Jesus Christ was the Savior of the world. But he was a chosen vessel unto God, Jesus Christ. And at the moment, I believe that he was quickened. Those old scales that were upon his eyes were those of pride. He was brought low and had to be led. Have you been led this morning?